18 elk were killed in the last year, breaking the record of 14 set the year before. DNR elk biologist Lane Stoll in Hayward says people feeding the elk in the Clam Lake, Shawamigan National Forest area are luring the animals across highways or lakes. Elk fall through the ice or get hit by vehicles, accounting for the record high mortality rate. Since Stoll got the word out for people to not feed the elk in January, no elk have been killed, but he's got another ace up his sleeve. He's applied for a grant from the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation to pay for a special electronic elk crossing warning sign.
Our radio collared elk would send signals to a special warning sign system that would activate when an elk gets close to the road right away. Its radio collar would activate a warning sign to start flashing.
50 to 70 of the 99 elk in northern Wisconsin have radio collars. If they get the grant, he's hoping to get those signs in place by this fall. Another option is to transplant more elk into the northern Wisconsin herd,
which would be a different genetic stock, which would improve the genetics of the herd, you know, would also give a boost in terms of productivity. There's a lot of health issues that need to be resolved, a lot of policy issues that need to be determined too. So it's kind of iffy at this point, but it's at least got some potential.
25 elk were transplanted from Michigan into northern Wisconsin in 1995, and the herd has grown by as much as 20% every year since. With last year's fatalities, the herd saw no growth for the first time. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.